USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House COVID response team is cheering final approval of Pfizer vaccines for kids ages 5 to 11. During a briefing, COVID coordinator Jeff Zients calling it a landmark moment in the Biden administration's vaccination campaign. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying more than 28 million American kids are now eligible for the shots. Regarding hesitant parents, she tells ABC's Good Morning America,
go talk to your pediatrician, your trusted healthcare provider, your pharmacist, and get the information that you need as we start scaling up vaccine across this country.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says House Democrats will add a paid leave measure to the party's education, health care, and climate package, pushing to revive a provision that had fallen out of the $1.85 trillion legislation. USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Minneapolis voters on Tuesday rejected a proposal to replace the city's police department with a new Department of Public Safety. Supporters of the proposal hoped it would bring radical change to policing in the city where George Floyd's death was in 2020. The National Vice President of the Fraternal Order of Police, Joe Grimaldi, reacts Wednesday while appearing on Fox News.
Well, I think what you saw really was a rebuke here of the public from the defund and dismantle the police department narrative that we've been seeing for quite some time here. And I mean, this is amidst a historic crime surge in Minneapolis. Murders are up 65% over the last 2 years there, and I think the public was just fed up with the radical agenda.
On Friday, a parade will honor the World Series champion Atlanta Braves. The Braves beating the Houston Astros Tuesday night in Game 6 to capture their first World Series title since 1995. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Virginia is seeing red once again.
As the state of Virginia turned red Tuesday, Glenn Youngkin defeated Democrat Terry McAuliffe by roughly 2 percentage points and will become the next governor of the Commonwealth in January. Two immigrants to America and Virginians tell Fox News why they voted across party lines. A survivor of Mao's revolution in China, Xi Van Fleet.
To me, this race between Youngkin and McAuliffe is a race between American ideal and Marxist ideology. It's between freedom and totalitarianism.
Fairfax County parent Asra Nomani.
And right now, I know I'm getting messages from Oregon to Maine where parents are just so happy about this because they feel like they've finally been heard. And I want to just tell all of the mama bears and Papa Bears out there that you can do this in your school district.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Hawaii Tourism Authority is proposing another surcharge for visitors. This one is called the Visitor Green Fee, and the extra money will go toward protecting natural resources and funding environmental management. Visitors are already paying a hotel tax, car rental tax, and special user fees residents don't pay at various spots. The state legislator will discuss a proposal when it goes back into session early next week. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.